Then they bothered him, they was going to give him a still higher wage and send him back to Schenectady, and there he had a choice. If he didn't want it, he wouldn't have to go. So he just told him that he had been moving and moving. You know, he only lived 6 months in that house in the city. Mm-hmm. He said he would just rather not go. So he just took, he's staying in Houston.
Uh-huh.
I think he can live on that, though.
Yeah, I might pinch him.
I think the more you make, though, the more you spend, you know.
Yeah.
And the more taxes you have to pay.
Boy, that's true.
Uh-huh. I don't know how much. I know he takes 1/10 of his salary and gives to that church.
And well, certainly.
That's the reason the minister told me Sunday. Said, Ms. Kuhlman says, your son is one of our cornerstones to our church. I thought, well, I can see why he is. He gives 1/10 of the salary. I suppose that's after all that deduction is taken out, surely.
Well, I hope so.
Surely it is. But then his wife told me that they tithe and he gives 1/10 of his salary to the church.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Well, let's try some more cities or more states here. Milwaukee?
Wisconsin.
And Seattle?
Washington. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the towns around here? You mentioned Corn.
Corn, that's school. That's school.
Just a school?
Yeah, that's just a school. Oh, right around here, oh, we have this little old station down here, Franklin. It's a small store. Well, of course, we have Moore and Harrah and in the States, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Noble and Lexington. Shawnee, mm-hmm. Enid, and El Reno, Yukon. There's lots of towns.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.
Little Newcastle's a little store over here.
Huh. Was that ever big?
Big.
Any of these places ever, were they ever city or ever little towns that had gone downhill?
No, the Moore, you know, is going uphill now. It's really building up.
That's surprising.
Yeah, it surprised me. We didn't think it ever would be anything but a wide place in the road.
And then they moved the road.
Yeah.
And surprisingly enough, the town grew.
Yeah, they're really a building up. We don't know. We may be built. We're in Norman now. We're annexed to Norman.
Goodness.
That aside?
City taxes?
Not yet. I've got 320 acres of land, but if it's ever broken up in 40-acre tracts, why then it'd be taxed just like city.
Oh.
But they don't tax so far.
Uh-huh.
They don't tax like they do in the city, but it'll be coming.
Uh-huh. Ouch.
Hmm.
Well, what are some of the bigger cities in the state?
Well, Tulsa.
And the one up in northeastern Oklahoma, up close to Missouri?
I don't know, but Muskogee is a pretty big town.
Yeah. Miami or Miami?
Yeah, Miami and Bartlesville's not very big, I don't think.
No, but it's certainly oily, isn't it?
Yeah, it's oily, huh?
How about some of these?
Tecumseh and Okmulgee.
A big city in Kentucky.
I don't know.
How about a big one in Illinois?
Chicago, I know.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's pretty big. I've been there.
Yeah, I went to school there for 2 years. Ooh, that was cold.
Oh, my.
I got so I liked it.
My daughter doesn't like it at all. That's where she, she's out of Chicago, you know, but she's headquartered at Dallas. Mm-hmm. But then she has to go to Chicago for 2 weeks, maybe 2 or 4 weeks every year, and take more training, you see.